What are the sources for the halacha that tshuva doesn't work if you planned ahead that you would do the aveira and then do tshuva? It's logical that a just God would have this rule, but I can't remember where I saw it, and I want to show someone inside. Anonymous from New York. The Mishnah in Yoma on Daf Pei He Omid Beis says the following. HaOmer, Ech Teva Ashuv, Ech Teva Ashuv. A person says, I'll sin and I'll do tshuva. I'll sin and I'll do tshuva. Ein maspik in biyado lasos tshuva. The Rambam in Perek Dalid from Hilchas Tshuva, Halacha Aleph, says that there are 24 things that deter a person, that prevent a person from doing tshuva. And one of them is, HaOmer, Ech Teva Ashuv. A person who says, I'll sin and I will repent. Or he says, I'll sin and Yom Kippur will be mechaper. Now, that doesn't mean that he can't do tshuva. He can repent from saying this and from doing the aveira with the thought of doing tshuva, and then the repentance will help. And if he really puts in the effort, he can repent even under these circumstances. However, ein maspik in biyado means that it is difficult for the person to do tshuva. He's not given the regular help that a person from the heavens, from that a person normally does tshuva gets. He doesn't get that heavenly help, and it's therefore difficult for him to do tshuva. But it's still not impossible, even if a person intended to do a sin, did a sin with the intention of doing tshuva, it is still possible for him to do tshuva. It's just not as easy as it normally would be.